الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جماعة المسلمين Once again, we are with our tafsir session. Today, the 18th day of the month of Ramadan, 1443 Hijri, which is 19th day of the month of April 2022. Before going properly, let's take some of the questions we have.
Yeah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. All of us, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. وجزاكم الله خيرا. He's saying, if somebody dies, for example, in a hospital, like here is the teaching hospital here, okay, attached to the university here in Kano, Nigeria. Now, is it lawful, is it allowed in Islam that the dead body should be investigated, so to speak, or should be searched thoroughly to establish the causes, close and remote, of the group, that is autopsy or post-mortem? Is it legal to conduct post-mortem dead body? Well, I think it depends on why do you want to do it. If you want to do it just for luxury, then it's not allowed. Because dead body should be treated with respect. You cannot look at the nudity of a dead body. The private parts should be respected, dead or alive. But if the main reason for conducting autopsy, post-mortem, medical check or investigation is to establish the causes, so as to provide medical care as a preventive health care, then that is allowed. But after finishing, you make sure the dead body is returned in safety and respect. I hope I have made it clear. If somebody does it just for the luxury of doing, then there are some things to say on that. But if it is done for the sake of knowledge, to know, yeah, disease X, Y, Z, ailment A, B, C, D, causes is dead. Okay, let's look for the medicine to save the life of those living and immediately take things back and bury that body. To that extent, you can't say it is haram. But if it is done, like I've said, just for luxury, that's all, then in that situation, it has some eyebrows raised. Hope it is clear. Wallahu a'lam wa bi-tawfiq. Next question. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah,
and all of us, inshallah.
One of your lectures
or lecture one? Okay.
You have been mentioned corruption.
Yeah. He said, one of my presentations, I did say, corruption kills. How? He wants to know. I think this is symbolical expression. Symbolization now. Because have you seen corruption with a gun killing people? It's corruption in human beings. Corruption is a negative social abnormality. that causes things to be going wrongly, haphazardly, dangerously. Corruption is of two kinds. There is spiritual and physical corruption. Spiritual corruption, Allah says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not make corruption on the face of the earth after it has been rectified. Now, zina is corruption, but spiritually. People don't look at it as corruption, but it's corruption now. So Islam looks at corruption much wider than conventionally envisaged. People think of corruption in stealing, taking bribery, kickback, kickfront, inflating contracts. Yeah, this is a corruption. But even lying is a corruption. Zina is corruption. Alcoholism is corruption. Arrogance, pomposity is corruption. Alright? So any antisocial, attitudinal irresponsibility is a clear example of what? Corruption. It's fasad. والفساد عام في كل الأحوال من الأخلاق الرذيلة يعني ممقوتة. But according to conventional classification, corruption, just like in stealing, like us. So now I have said corruption kills. How? How? Let me ask you, each and every human being is made of how many parts? Who can answer me? Each and every human being is made of how many parts? Two parts. Which and which? Physical and spiritual. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So مِنْ طِين, that is, you have a teeny part or dusty part. That's the physical part. Ruh, spiritual. They come together to produce you. Physical part is in terms of your eating, drinking, sleeping, crying and laughing. This is a physical representation. But spiritual is the inner part of you. They come together to produce you. So now if somebody is spiritually corrupted, is corrupt and corrupting, then the physical stability is just nothing bad. People look at corruption just outwardly. But in Islam, corruption is much deeper than we look at it. But I have said corruption kills. Okay, if somebody is into an elective office, he siphons government properties. He is causing other people to lose good services. So he is killing them. Nepotism in public service, you give appointment to somebody undeserving, unqualified. You are killing the system. Correct? Somebody is not a medical doctor because he is close to you. You give him an appointment. Dealing with people direct health. He injects wrongly. He kills people. Nepotism, corruption. So it kills. Correct? People during budget, they do what they call the padding. They ask for the president sign to withdraw, to steal iPhone. They are corrupt. Kill it. What kills Nigeria, if not corruption? Children. The trouble with Nigeria is corruption. Some people are into politics to get money. That's all. That is why in China, if you corrupt, they just kill you. Yeah. Mr. Park Chung-hee in China was killed. Park Chung-hee. He stole money. You know how much? $600 American. Just 600,000. Not even $2 million. In 9 years. Parents caught. So it's better he doesn't kill people. What made Mr. Fulgencio Batista of Cuba to be overthrown? 59. Because of corruption. Colonel Oliver North of America almost was shot at during Reagan because of corruption, Iran Gate. Joseph Estrada of the Philippines was voted out of office because of corruption. There are many instances. So corruption killed. Even a teacher, a lecturer, he overmarks the boy because the father of the boy gives him a brown envelope. Corruption. He undermarks corruption. I was on a travel one day to Ghana. I was in MM1 in Lagos, Muslimat Airport. One young man saw me, he came to greet me. He is, or he was, I don't know if now, an employee of NDLA. You know NDLA? NDLA. And then NDLA. The boy told me, wallahi, ya Sheikh, this walking is cumbersome, it's tedious. He said, one day, I saw one man with cocaine trying to enter plane to leave Nigeria. I caught him, handcuffed him. I sent him to the health authorities. But next week, I saw the same guy passing. And he told me, Oga, Nami, where you catch last week? Oga, Nami, where you catch last week? I said, what can I do? It's me. Corruption. It kills. So that is why I said corruption kills. If you don't kill it, it kills you. Clear? Next question.
Wa
alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah bless the lecture.
All of us, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala.
Into our country.
Well, I have been talking about it, not only Sidao. Many controversial things said, I have been speaking about it. Because my ummah, I have warned my ummah and myself, because my community, I owe it a responsibility to talk if I know. Because as-sukutu al-munkar munkar. As-sukutu على المنكر للقادر أن يتكلم منكر. Being silent on abomination is abomination itself. What is Cedaw? CEDAW. Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Cedaw. It was promulgated in China, I think some 15 years back. Some radical women fought. They said all things that are against women should be abolished. Amongst it, even inheritance. Allah says in Quran 4:11, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ. Allah teaches you concerning your children. Male child should be given twice as much as the share of the female. They say no. This is against women. Saudi Arabia recently condemned it. He said no. That is the doubt. They even call female circumcision, they call it what? FGM. Female genital mutilation. We say no, it's not mutilation. If Sharia says, you medical doctor, don't call it mutilation. As a Muslim, otherwise you're abusing your deen. Get a different name for it. Don't call it mutilation. This is a hadith. He says, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْخِتَانَانِ. When the two circumcised parts meet, there shall be taken ritual bath. Are you telling me the Prophet is talking about mutilation? So be careful. When we follow, you follow what they say. Try and look at the name most appropriate to you, to preserve your Islamic civilizational sensitivities and identity. So I am saying, Cedaw, just rash and erratic resolution by so-called radical women who want to rebel against Allah. My Muslim sister, be very careful. Maintain your Islam. We are not in need of any Cedaw, whatever like that. We have our own teachings that are not compromised. Okay, that is briefly about Seidel. C, it means conversion. D, on elimination. D, discrimination. A, against. W, women, Seidel. In Nigeria, they have their branches here. But unfortunately, some Arab nations have ratified it. Because of ignorance, because of تبعية إلى التقاليد الغربية. رب سلمنا من العيوب.
آمين.
رب سلمنا من رب سلم سلم. Let's make progress.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هاجروا في سبيل الله ثم قتلوا أو ماتوا ليرزقنهم الله رزقا حسنا وإن الله لهو خير الرازقين ليدخلنهم مدخلا يرضونه وإن الله لعليم حليم.
Allah the Almighty says in this ayah number 58 in chapter number 22 of the Quran al-Kareem, chapter pilgrimage or Hajj. He says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا, those who immigrate. You know immigration? To leave one locality to the other to save your iman, your belief. So the companions emigrated from where? From Mecca to where? To Medina. Okay. So Allah says, those who emigrated, fi sabilillah, in Allah's cause, trying to maintain Allah's teachings and ways. Thumma kutlu, and they got killed. Allah Akbar. It happened. Mus'ab ibn Umair was killed. Hamza was killed. A lot of Sahaba were killed later. Especially in the Battle of Uhud, they got killed. So Allah says, those who emigrated for the sake of Allah and they got killed, أَوْمَاتُوا, or they died when the terminal point of their life reached. We were going to die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. So either they got killed or they died naturally. لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. Allah will provide them with fine provision. You see, rizq in English. One alim says, the English word of rizq is from, subhanAllah, is from rizq. They stole in English to become rizq. Because for you to get livelihood, you have to go ups and downs. You risk your life. Risking for risk. At times, words enter other words. Just like I told you, assassination is from Arabic. It's hafashiyun. I told you, emir is from Arabic. Emirate. They say emir, emirate, okay? When they came, they brought our terms, they just romanticized it, and then it became English words. And it's not bad. We call it sociology of language. Any language that does not borrow, it just dies naturally. So now Allah says, those who migrated or emigrated for the sake of Allah and then they got ill or died, Allah will, if you like it, enrich them. Now provide them with excellent provisions. Because وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ خَرِيفٍ. Certainly Allah is the best of providers. Who provided that Allah? Nobody. Who gives you what you ate in the morning? In the afternoon? Okay, no more afternoon eating this time around. During your iftar, who provided you? What I have been drinking, who gives me? So Allah is the best of providers. That should be in your mind as a truly believing Muslim. Next ayah. لَيُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ مُدْخَلًا يَرْضَوْنَ. Allah will admit them into a place where they will be pleased with. Allahu Akbar. That's al-Jannah. Wa inna Allaha la alimun halim. Certainly, because inna in Arabic means what? Certainly. Inna al-walada, certainly the boy. Inna al-tabiba, certainly the doctor. Inna al-muallima, so inna suggests emphasis. So wa inna Allah, certainly, arguably, Allah la alimun is all knowing. Halimun clement. Clement is stuff that tolerates nonsensical behavior. So Allah is Halim. Our bad behaviors are tolerated by Allah the Almighty. Who disobey him, he forgives. So he is Halim. You can tolerate it. Alright? Somebody who's in the airplane brings alcohol there. Allah holds the air. He comes down. If he says, Astaghfirullah, I forgive you. So Allah is Alimun, all-knowing, Halimun, clement, and he overlooks our negative and bad behavior. Allahumma ighfir lana ya rabbal alamin. Next ayah.
ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ.
ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ. That is because whoever that retaliation is if something is done unto you badly, you retaliate. You know retaliation? The tit for tat. It's a good game, they say. وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ. Whoever that retaliates similar to what it was done against him negatively, ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ, and again he is wrong once again. لَيَنْصُرَنَّ, Allah will definitely assist him, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَأَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. Certainly Allah is afu. Afu means Allah is pardoning. He pardons or he overlooks. People like you can say, Allah is oft forgiving. غَفُور, forgiving. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ, next ayah.
ذلك بأن الله يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وأن الله سميع بصير.
ذلك بأن الله يولج الليل في النهار, to the end of the ayah. That is because Allah يولج الليل. Allah merges, you know, merger. Allah merges the night in the day, and vice versa. He merges the day in the night. Now, are we in the night or the day right now? Where is the light now? Where has it gone to? Where is it? Allah takes it into it. Give night some time, it goes away, it brings. Like this, it's a cyclical thing until the end of the day. So you look, it's from Elad. Allah takes into this, but into, so he merges. And this is natural occurrence on daily basis. Okay? Allah usually takes the night into the day. If you like it, Allah merges it. Will you not have to lay? Wa anna Allah sami'un basir, and Allah is sami'un, all hearing, basirun, all seeing. Next time.
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل.
نعم.
وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق. That is because Allah is the reality. Allah is the ultimate. Is the truth. The reality. وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَهُ الْبَاطِلِ, and whatever they call and worship beside Allah, هو الْبَاطِلِ, is the vanity. Vanity. Nonentity. Waste of time. Futility, if you like it. Right? Allah is الْحَقِّ. Ma dunahu is the opposite. Imagine people worshiping tree. Tree is created for you to take shade. Worship it. Imagine people worshiping sun. It's meant for you to get your energy. You worship it. لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. So Allah is the truth, is the reality. وأنما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل. And whatever يدعونه, what they call or they invoke behind Allah or beside Him, هو الباطل, is a nonentity, is vanity. وأن الله certainly Allah هو العلي الكبير. Allah is Ali, the sublime. Sublime or the highest. Al-Kabir, the greatest or the grand. What is the translation of Allahu Akbar? Who can translate Allahu Akbar into English? Allahu Akbar in English? Not great. Why? Allahu Akbar. Some say Allah is great. You are saying greater. I agree, but why? Beautiful. Positive, comparative, superlative. Big bigger, tall taller, short shorter. Huh? All right. Black blacker, white water, green greener, and the light. You don't say beautiful, 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 beautiful. Not that one, okay? Or good, good, that God is. No. You say good, better, better. So when you say Allahu Akbar, comparatively, it's not like Allahu Al-Kabir. Al-Kabir, God is great. Okay. But Akbar is greater than the ordinary great. Correct? So it's wrong to say Allahu Akbar, Allah is good. But in this case, you have to say Allah is the greatest. But now it says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. Not Akbar here. Allah is Aliyu, the sublime. Al-Kabir, the grand. Still, Allah is greatest. In prayer, what do we say? Allahu Akbar. Meaning, whatever you do, leave it. This is greatest. So, فكبره تكبيرا. Next ayah.
ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فتصبح الأرض مخضرة إن الله لطيف خبير.
ألم تر, haven't you seen, do you not see that Allah أنزل من السماء, Allah rains down, that is anzala. Anzala is from anzala yunzilu, what? Inzala. Af'ala, yuf'ilu, ifala. Do you not see that Allah rains, okay, water from the sky? It is Allah doing it, not any human being. Haven't you seen Allah sends down the rain from the heaven or from the sky? فَتُصْبِهُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً, and the land becomes green. Yeah. By the time the land is still dead, when the rain comes, you see the vegetative cover changing, responding realistically to the rain coming. It becomes greenish. The cover vegetatively becomes what? Green and greenish. Inna Allah, certainly Allah, Latif, Allah is kind. Latif is kind, khabir, and aware, and all informed. Now we are starting, we are into rainfall. At least in Kano, we are beginning to be into rain season. In some parts of Nigeria, they are already. You go to Port Harcourt, Benin, oh, for almost 3 months they are into rain season. Now we are coming right here in Kanoa that they started. Kanoa is also joining the queue, joining the line, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So farmers are going to the land to till the land, to clear the grasses in preparation of tilling the land. You just throw one seed, Allah gives you double, quadruple, quintuple, countless. Fear Allah. So he says, he gives zakat. So he says, haven't you seen that Allah sent down the rain and then you see the land becoming greenish? We have seen it. Certainly, Allah is Latif Khabir. Next ayah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah, or to Him exclusively, belongs the content of the heaven and earth. The content of the heaven and earth belongs to whom? Do you know the totality of what is in the heaven? You don't know. Can you tell us the number of things in the heaven? Only Allah knows. The totality, the gamut of what is on the face of earth. Do you know? But Allah knows. Because Allah يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ So لَهُ To Him belongs what is in the heaven and earth. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ Certainly Allah لَهُ الْغَنِي is الْغَنِي prosperous or rich and الْحَمِيد the praiseworthy. Allah is الْغَنِي at the same time الْمُغْنِي. Any difference? الْغَنِي in himself, الْمُغْنِي giving riches to other people. So al-mughni is from al-ghana, fi'l muta'addi, is transitive verb. But al-ghani is from non-transitive verb, fi'l lazim ghayr muta'addi. Raftum? Next ayah.
Alam tara anna Allah sakhkara lakum ma fil ardi wal fulka tajri fil bahri bi amrih وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَى عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ
أَلَمْ تَرَى Haven't you seen أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَتَدَكْ Allah سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah He made subservient to you everything on the face of the earth. Subservient. Everything is at your own disposal. This cup, musakhkhar lak, subservient. The car you drive, musakhkhar lak, subservient, musakhkhar. You see, just one little Fulani boy with flock of cows, hundred, with big horns, with only flute, with his teeth, controlling them. مَنْ سَخَّرَهَا لَهُ Allah made it subservient under your control. It's not you. Not you. Alright? So Allah says, haven't you seen? Allah has made everything on the face of earth subservient to you. وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ And the ships. تَجْرِي sail. S-A-I-L. Sail, not sail, hirwa. Sail, not sail. The ships sailing on the face of the water. Allahu Akbar. Bi amrihi, with his command. You see big ships. You go to Atlantic Ocean, you see big marvelous ships going, sailing. You know what surprises me? You'll see ship in Lagos, Apapa ports, with a lot of properties, but it's not sinking. Throw one kobo, one coin, it sinks. How? Correct? You throw stone, it goes down. You collect stones full of these moths and the ship, it never goes down. The secret is Allah sakhara lahu. Simple. So So you believe in Allah's ability, capacity, and omnipotence to do it. So Allah says, Allah has made what is on the earth subservient to you. Wal fulka and the ships tajri sail on the face of the water bi amri through Allah's command. Wa yumsiku as-sama an taqa 'ala al-ardi illa bi idhni. Allah holds the heaven lest it falls upon you. Allahu Akbar. You see, if Allah did not hold the sky, it will just drop down and get killed. But Allah holds it. Okay? Then Allah says, Inna Allah bin Nasi la Ra'ufur Rahim. Allah is gracious. Allah is beneficent towards people. And Allah is most merciful. Next ayah.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ It is He who gives you life. Simple statement. It is He. Who is that He? Who gives you? Who gives you life? L-I-F-E. What is plural of life? Life singular. Plural. L-I-V-E-S. Lives. One life. Who gives us life? The breathing. Yeah, it's true. Brother Abdul Salam. Allah gives life. Can you hear us over there? Beautiful. So it is Allah who gives you life and then He makes you die. Are we now dead right now? Are we? You say yes. Right now, are we dead? Are we going to die? Do we like to die? Do we like it? We don't want to die, but we have to. Don't fear death, just fear Allah. Allah. Don't fear the death, just fear Allah. If you fear Allah, Allah handles the issue. Take easy, Allah is in control. Right? Death is going to die itself. Yeah, because it's created. Just fear Allah, be very careful. He takes everything. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ It is He who gives you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ And then He takes your life. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ And then He gives life back to you. So it means, how many classes of death? Brother Abdul Salam. From New York, can you hear me? How many classes of days, how many classes of life? We have only one day? Okay, Dr. Musa from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, how many days do we have? Can you hear me? Is Musa around? Maybe he joins us later. Okay, let me make this clear. There are two classes of death and two classes of lives. Because Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتٍ This is death class one. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ Death class one. Huh? كيف تقول لو كنتم امواتا فسدت ثم احياكم فاحياكم life number one ثم يميتكم second life ثم يحييكم second life Before we come to this life, we were dead. Yeah. رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ. Oh Allah, you cause us to die twice and live twice. So there are two classes of days. Before coming to this life, you were dead. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. When a boy marries a girl, we expect she is going to be pregnant one day. Correct? But right now, where is the baby? Where is he? He's there in the life of non-tithi. When his sperm goes to her ovary, she conceived. So when he kills the arham, he leaves the life of entity to the life of plantator, and there, soon, he comes to the world. So he was dead, now alive, is going to die, and to be alive later. Now we have passed this number one. Now we are undergoing life stage one. We are going to face this second phase, and al-qiyamah, second life. So there are two categories, two classes of life, two classes of what? This. Then let me ask you, between death and life, which precedes the other? I mean, which came before the other? Of course, death came before life. Yeah. So death precedes life. La ilaha illallah. So Allah says here, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ. It is He, Allah, who gives you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. He takes your life back. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. He brings you back to life. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُرُ. Man, oh man, certainly lakafur is certainly ungrateful, unappreciative. He doesn't thank Allah the Almighty. Ya Rab, nashkuruka. وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Next ayah.
كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَادْعُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ
نعم.
إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنْ جَادَلُوكَ فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
We go on or we wait for the light to come? We progress? Okay. Allah says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُهُ. To each and every congregation, Allah appointed acts of devotion. Because al-mansak هي المجموعات للأعمال التعبدية. أشياء من المنسك. Allah says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ, to each and every congregational grouping, appointed acts of devotion. Okay? Then, هُمْ نَاسِكُهُ, which they observe. For example, in the Mosaic Law, you know Mosaic Law? The laws of Prophet Musa, they call it Mosaic Law. If somebody committed act of sin, Allah will send the ground of darkness. The father should take a sword. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Darknesses. You kill one another, after finishing, light will come to see what you kill. That is their own repentance. If impurity pitches your body, you get something to crush until blood comes out. That is you. This is their mosque. If something touches your clothes, you just to cut it. Not just applying water. Our own Sharia, Allah says, وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَعْقِمَا فِيهُ. Oh Allah, don't overburden us with something beyond our power. Allah says, قَدْ فَعَلْ قَدْ فَعَلْ قَدْ فَعَلْ. So لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Don't allow them to dispute with you in this matter. وَلَا رَبِّكَ. Just invite people to your Lord. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Certainly, you are on the right way. So Allah is affirming, He's confirming that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, and remains permanently, ceaselessly on the right way, on the right track. As-sirat al-mustaqim is what we ask Allah always. We say, "Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim." Next ayah,
وَإِن جَادَلُوكَ فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
اللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ
بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ.
وَإِن جَادَلُوكَ, if they dispute, they argue with you, Ya Rasulullah, فَقُلْ, tell them, اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, Allah is most knowing concerning what you do. Next ayah, Allah yaqum bayna yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will judge. Allah will decisively decide between people, yawm al-qiyamah, or between you, the day of resurrection, the day of standing, the day of reckoning. Al-qiyamah. Al-qiyamah is named with so many, many names. Yawm al-qiyamah. Yawm al-Taghabun, the day of mutual disgust. Yawm al-Zalzala, the day of earthquaking. Yawm al-Hasra, the day of anguish. Many, many names. Yawm al-Tanadi, the day of mutual beckoning and calling. There are up to 100 names of Al-Qiyamah. It says, إِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْمُسَمَّى تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ عِظَمِهِ, yani salvan aw ijaba. Okay, so Allah is going to judge, to arbitrate, in another word, yawm al-qiyamah, fima kuntum fihi takhtalifun, on whatever you disagree. Some say Allah is two, we say Allah is one, Allah will judge. Some say Jesus is God, we say no, Allah will judge. Amongst Muslims introducing bid'ah, Allah will judge. So your own is to preach, to explain, to make things clear, to facilitate. The one that has to understand will understand, the one that cannot. May Allah make things easy and easy for all of us, so that we know things as they should be known in their proper context. We're going to stop here. We make progress tomorrow by the grace of Allah the Almighty. May Allah bless all of us. Amen. May Allah accept our ibadah. Our brother, our Qari Hafiz, Brother Abdurrahman, is going for Umrah tomorrow. So put him in prayer. Don't forget us, of course. Pray for us when you reach Kaaba, when you drink the water of Zamzam. Remember the Ummah. Inshallah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Wa Salamun Ala Mursalin. Wa Alhamdu Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu.